Lutheran Radio UK presents Love Letters, a study on the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans with Pastor Arno Bessel.
My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. It is a pleasure to have you listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome to Love Letters. In the last study, we concentrated on the meaning of some key concepts in the letter of Paul to the Romans. We spoke about righteousness, unrighteousness, wrath, and judgment. God is righteous, whereas all human beings are unrighteous. Consequently, all people are under God's wrath and will be judged. However, we also heard the good news that God loves sinners and grants them forgiveness and salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Today in our study, we would like to continue to reflect on God's righteousness and the law He has given us to follow. We will also consider whether there is any person who fulfills God's law and how God frees the transgressors from punishment. Let us start reading from Romans chapter 2, verses 12 to 16.
For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. On that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus.
Who are the people the apostle is talking to?
The apostle Paul is speaking about two groups of people, Jews and Gentiles, meaning non-Jews. Apparently, the Church of Rome was made up of a majority of Gentiles and a significant minority of Jews. In Old Testament times, God had given His law in writing to the Jews. The Ten Commandments, originally written on two tablets of stone, encompass and summarize God's law. The Jews had the privilege to read, study, and interpret God's law. Accordingly, they were expected to obey and practice the law. They were bound to keep the law, but failed to do so. God would judge the Jews on the basis of the terms of the law He had revealed to them. Obviously, the law reveals transgressions, and the law also prescribes punishment to every transgressor of the law.
The Jews had the law in written form. What about the Gentiles?
The Gentiles did not have the law of God in written form as the Jews had. In spite of this, the Gentiles knew to a certain extent the law of God. The Apostle Paul says that the Gentiles have the law written on their hearts. All people till this day have been given some knowledge of God's law. This knowledge manifests itself in the conscience. The conscience functions as a guideline and tells people to a certain degree what is right and what is wrong. Generally speaking, anybody knows, for instance, that murder and stealing are wrong. The conscience makes one feel guilty when it is violated, but it also assures one that certain actions are right. What Paul is saying in the end is that Gentiles who know the law only by nature and have it only partially revealed are guilty and fall under God's righteous judgment. So both Jews, to whom God's law had been given in written form, and Gentiles are accountable to God and will be judged according to the law. Having said that, the apostle addresses particularly the Jews who received God's law in writing. Let us read from Romans chapter 2, verse 17, to chapter 3, verse 8.
But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast in God and know his will and approve what is excellent because you are instructed from the law, and if you are sure that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that one must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law dishonor God by breaking the law. For, as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. For circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law, but if you break the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. So, if a man who is uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then he who is physically uncircumcised but keeps the law will condemn you who have written the code and circumcision but break the law. For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical. But a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. Then what advantage has the Jew? Or what is the value of circumcision? Much in every way. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. What if some were unfaithful? Does their faithlessness nullify the faithfulness of God? By no means. Let God be true, though every one were a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness serves to show the righteousness of God, what shall we say? That God is unrighteous to inflict wrath on us? I speak in a human way. By no means. For then how could God judge the world? But if through my lie God's truth abounds to his glory, why am I still being condemned as a sinner? And why not do evil that good may come? As some people slanderously charge us with saying, their condemnation is just.
Hundreds and hundreds of years before Christ, God had chosen the Jewish nation to be his people. Why did God choose the Jewish nation?
God chose the Jewish nation not to the exclusion of others, or because they were superior or better qualified than others. The Jewish nation had been chosen to be God's people out of grace. God wanted the Jewish nation to be a blessing to all humankind.
In which way?
The Messiah Jesus Christ would be born from the Jewish nation, and he would embrace all humanity in his love. The Jewish nation should function as a channel through which God would extend his salvation to all people. The Jews had the privilege to receive God's law in written form, so they should be a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of children. The Jews were also commanded to practice circumcision, which served as an outward sign of God's covenant with them and a divine pledge of blessing.
Did the Jewish nation fulfill their role?
Over the years, and even to the time of the Apostle Paul, many Jews misunderstood their role as God's people and didn't live up to God's expectations. Many Jews boasted in the fact they were the instructed ones who knew the scriptures. Many Jews were proud of their circumcision and reckoned it as a sign of being favored by God. Many Jews considered themselves superior to non-Jews and looked down on others as people of second class. Now the Apostle Paul strips off the mask and unveils the facts. He says, "You boastful Jews are no better than anybody else. You condemn others for stealing, but at the same time you steal. You condemn others for committing adultery, but at the same time you commit the same sin. You condemn others for worshipping idols, but you rob from their temples. You are proud of being Jews, of possessing the law and the scriptures others don't possess, but at the same time you dishonor God by breaking the law. You think you are an advantage for being Jews, but what's the point if you are unfaithful to God?" In fact, the failure of the Jews to obey God's law caused the Gentiles to mock and blaspheme God. The whole problem can be summarized in one word: hypocrisy. Jesus condemned hypocrisy severely in his teachings.
It seems that God is calling for honesty.
Yes, God is calling for honesty, and more than that. He is calling us to repent of our sins of hypocrisy, of boasting, of despising others, of showing off, of humiliating our neighbors. God is calling us to faith in the Messiah, Jesus Christ, born from the Jewish nation, who came to seek and save the lost. Thankfully, our unfaithfulness does not nullify God's faithfulness. He remains faithful, keeps his promise, welcoming repentant sinners who believe in Jesus' sacrifice. For them there is forgiveness. Yes, there is forgiveness for you and for me. We will speak more about that after a short break. Please stay with us.
Let's find out why people go to Bible studies.
To understand more of God's teachings.
Every time I learn something new, because on my own I couldn't understand everything.
I like it when the pastor explains the context. I find it really informative.
They help me understand what Jesus really meant.
Pastor, why are Bible studies important?
Bible studies are very important in the life of a congregation, indeed in the life of a Christian. As we study, reflect, and discuss God's Word, what it means and what it means for us today, we grow in faith and understanding of what discipleship with Jesus is all about, and all this in the company of brothers and sisters in Christ. Bible studies are worth it.
Through the study of the Bible, God provides comfort and guidance for life. Go to Lutheran.co.uk to find the Lutheran church that is closest to you and join your local Lutheran Bible Study Group.
If you would like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, then visit our website www.lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with direct links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all the activities that we're engaged with, and which you can attend to get to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. Should you be interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the Theological College of the ELCE. If you would like to support our work, you can use our secured link. Visit www.lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
Welcome back to Love Letters. You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Arno Bessel, pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. we are reflecting on Paul's letter to the Romans. We have seen that God revealed his law, and according to his law, he holds accountable every human being. The fact is that everybody, including you and me, transgress God's law and fall under his punishment. However, Jesus welcomes repentant sinners and forgives the transgressions. Following Paul's letter to the Romans, we read in chapter 3, verses 9 to 20.
What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under the power of sin. As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin.
Apparently, the Apostle puts all human beings in the same position.
Yes, the Apostle Paul throws all people, including you and me, in a heap. In God's sight, all people are alike, that is, all are under sin. Paul quotes a collection of passages from the Old Testament of the Bible, all of which demonstrate human sinfulness. Summarized in a few words, the truth is, no one is righteous. No, not one. No one is righteous. No, not one. No matter the nationality, no matter the age, no matter the social position one holds, all, literally all, are by nature sinful and commit transgressions in words, feelings, attitudes, thoughts, words, and deeds. All human beings stand equally guilty before the tribunal of God. Although some people seem to come closer than others, no one can live a holy life. Even the things we reckon as good, none of them pays off a single sin. All are sinners. All are guilty. All are under God's righteous judgment. How do we know that? We know that because God's law tells us. As Paul states, through the law comes knowledge of sin. Hence we are held accountable to God.
Doesn't that make us poor, miserable human beings?
You are right. Left on our own, we are lost and condemned because we cannot work out our way of reconciliation with God. None of our good deeds pay for our transgression.
Is that the end of the story?
Thankfully, it isn't. There is good news. And the good news is that God loves us the way we are. Scriptures say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." God is love. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Take comfort in God's love. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. To find out more about the Lutheran Church in Plymouth, go to www.stpeterslutherans.co.uk. Welcome to our Sunday services at 11 a.m. and our Bible studies on Wednesday at 7 p.m. We will be back at the same time next week to continue reflecting on love letters. We hope you will join us to reflect on the theme, Justified by Faith in Jesus Christ. Should you have any questions or comments on our studies of love letters, please write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Note also that the podcast of our studies is available for download. All you need to do is to go to lutheranradio.co.uk, find Program, and select Love Letters. Please stay tuned in to Lutheran Radio UK and enjoy the next program. God bless and keep you.